Daily Meditation, Bible Readings, and Saints of the Day for October 22nd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O Baptist of Christ, holy forerunner, last of the prophets, first of the martyrs, instructor of fasters and desert dwellers, teacher of purity, and close friend of Christ, I pray to you, I run to you. Do not reject me from your protection, but lift me up who am fallen in many sins. Renew my soul by repentance, as by a second baptism. Purify me, corrupted by sins, and compel me to enter therein, where no corruption can enter, into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Today's epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 8 through 14. Brethren, God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus, and it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more, with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness, which come through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brethren, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard, and to all the rest, that my imprisonment is for Christ, and most of the brethren have been made confident in the Lord because of my imprisonment, and are much more bold to speak the word of God without fear. The gospel reading is according to St. Luke, chapter 11, verse 1 through 10. At that time, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves? For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Today's meditation is on the Gospel reading. St. John of Kronstadt offers the following words with regard to how we should ask for the forgiveness of our sins. He writes, When you pray that your sins may be forgiven, strengthen yourself always by faith and trust in God's mercy, who is ever ready to forgive our sins after sincere prayer. And fear lest despair should fall on your heart, that despair which declares itself by deep despondency and forced tears. What are your sins in comparison to God's mercy, whatever they be? If only you truly repent of them. But it often happens that when a man prays, he does not, in his heart, inwardly hope that his sins will be forgiven, counting them as though they were above God's mercy. Therefore, he certainly will not obtain forgiveness, even should he shed fountains of involuntary tears, and with a sorrowful, straitened heart, he will depart from the gracious God, which is only what he deserves. Believe that you receive them, says the Lord, and you shall have them. not to be sure of receiving what you ask God for is a blasphemy against God. From the Fathers, a quote from St. Porphyrios, again on the required trust and faith when we pray. The Lord Himself will teach us how to pray. We won't learn prayer on our own, nor will anyone else teach us. Don't let's say to ourselves, I have made such and such a number of prostrations, so now I have secured divine grace. But rather, let us make entreaty for the pure light of divine knowledge to shine within us and open our spiritual eyes so that we may understand His divine words. In this way, without realizing, we love God without contorting ourselves and without exertion and struggle. What is difficult for man is easy for God. We will love God suddenly when grace overshadows us. If we love Christ very much, the prayer, the Jesus prayer, will say itself. Christ will be continually in our mind and in our heart. Both of these fathers of the church provide us with a explanation and guidance on how to approach prayer. The first, St. John of Kronstadt, really tries to emphasize the importance of believing what you're asking for and trusting that God will answer it, and not being double-minded, where we pray for one thing, but secretly inside we feel as though it's a sin God could never forgive. But it's when we truly pray with our whole heart and truly offer that sin to God and ask for forgiveness in that way, God will forgive. But if it is half-heartedly, then God will not forgive. And St. John of Kronstadt considers that a form of blasphemy. And then St. Porphyrios tells us that everything comes from God, that what we first need to build is love for Christ. And through that love, our prayer will be authentic and natural and freely flowing, because it is truly Christ who is praying in us and through us. Today's scripture memory verse from Psalm 32, verse 5. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Today we commemorate Saint Aberchius, Bishop and Wonderworker of Hierapolis. Saint Aberchius, Bishop and Wonderworker of Hierapolis, lived in the 2nd century in Phrygia, modern-day Turkey. The city of Hierapolis was inhabited by many pagans and very few Christians. The saint prayed to the Lord for the salvation of their souls and that they might be numbered among God's chosen flock. An angel appeared and bade Saint Aberchius to destroy the idols in the pagan temple. He fulfilled the command of God with zeal. Hearing that the idol worshippers wanted to kill him, the saint went to the place where the people had gathered and openly denounced the failings of the pagans. The pagans tried to seize the saint. At this moment, three demon-possessed youths in the crowd cried out. The people were dumbfounded as the saint expelled the devils from them by his prayers. Seeing the youths restored to normal, the people of Hierapolis asked Saint Aberchius to instruct them in the Christian faith, and then they accepted holy baptism. After this, the saint went to the surrounding cities and villages, healing the sick and preaching the kingdom of God. With his preaching, he made the rounds of Syria, Cilicia, Mesopotamia. He visited Rome, and everywhere he converted multitudes of people to Christ. For many years he guarded the church against heretics. He confirmed Christians in the faith. He set the prodigal upon the righteous path. He healed the sick and proclaimed the glory of Christ. Because of his great works, Saint Aberchius is termed equal of the apostles. St. Abarchius returned home to Hierapolis, where he soon rested from his labors. After his death, many miracles took place at his tomb. He wrote his own epitaph, and it was carved on his tombstone, which is now in the Lateran Museum. Today we also commemorate the seven holy martyred youths of Ephesus. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. A daily act of kindness. Offer a ride. Many veterans don't have transportation to and from their medical appointments at a VA hospital. You can volunteer as a van driver for disabled American veterans.